Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Nelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Vince Shoup. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Javery. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Al Javery. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Len Rice. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Prim. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Prim. And now, play ball. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes bunts towards the mound. Javery fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heck moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Nelson. Heck moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Heck scores. Hughes moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hughes scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Nicholson scores. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Johnny Hutchings now pitching. Len Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Rice reaches second base with a double. Lowry scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim strikes out. Massey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Prim out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman strikes out. Rice drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Workman out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Morello settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Morello. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hutchings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchings hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Morello settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Morello. Johnny Hutchings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchings hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchings fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Medwick hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim is 0 for 1 in the game. Prim hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchings covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into center field. Gillenwater picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gillenwater. Hughes goes all the way around to score. Pafko moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lowry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Pafko scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Len Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoup hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hutchings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchings is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hutchings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-2 in the game. Culler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello strikes out. One out. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim is 0-for-2 in the game. Prim hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson moves to second. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. Nelson moves to third. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-2 in the game. Workman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Medwick moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillenwater strikes out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson scores. Cavaretta moves to third. One out. It's 8-1, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cavaretta scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Cubs. Len Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 2 in the game. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Ramsey pinch hits for Johnny Hutchings. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 3 in the game. Culler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Witcher now pitching. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 3 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Prim strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 3 in the game. Medwick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.